אנחנו קוראים את במאמר לסיום הזוהר בכתבי
בעל. We're reading Kabbalah for the Student on page 76. We're reading from the article A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar, starting with the words, but in our generation, we're studying these materials as a preparation for the Zohar World Congress that will take place on February in Israel, and you can ask related questions that will be asked during the lesson. So, page 76, but in our generation. But in our generation, we have been rewarded with the Sulam commentary, which is a complete interpretation of all the words of the Zohar. Moreover, not only does it not leave an unclear matter in the whole of the Zohar without interpreting it, but the clarifications are based on a straightforward analysis, which any intermediate student can understand. And since the Zohar appeared in our generation, it is a clear proof that we're already in the days of the Messiah. At the outset of that generation upon which it was said, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord," we should know that spiritual matters are not like corporeal matters, where giving and receiving come as one. In spirituality, the time of giving and the time of receiving are separate. This is because first it was given from the Creator to the receiver. And in this giving, He only gives him a chance to receive. However, he has not received a thing yet until he is properly sanctified and purified. And then one is rewarded with receiving it. Thus, it may take a long time between the time of giving and the time of receiving. Accordingly, the saying that this generation has already come to the verse, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord," refers only to the giving. Yet, we have not yet come to a state of reception, when we're purified, sanctified, and study and exert in the desired amount. The time of reception will arrive, and the verse, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord," will come true in us.
Meaning we, according to how Kabbalists see, and they see this in a revealed manner from above, that all the sources of upper abundance are open, and the light which wraps us is there. You could say that in a pictorial manner. And all that we're lacking is a lack of the kiddim, meaning that there is the giving, and we're lacking the reception, that the giving from above is completely finished, it's finite, it's ready to operate. And it all depends only on the reception from below, which is our kelim that are not qualified yet, purified yet. Is that clear? Yes?
Qu'est-ce qu'il veut dire, la terre sera remplie de la connaissance du Créateur?
מה הוא רוצה להגיד פה בטקסט שאומר שהכל תלוי בהיכרות עם הבורא?
La vérité, jusqu'à présent, cette notion de créateur, ça m'échappe.
Why is it disappearing? I don't know. What is the creator? That upper light within which his source is, his intention. That's how it is revealed to me. The concealed creator is, that is, why is he concealed? Because we discover him slowly, slowly by correcting his vessels of reception. And still, of course, we don't understand who he is and what he is, because we didn't receive anything yet. Our vessels are opposite him. So how can we say anything about him, any word, some impression? That's what a word is. Until we were revealed, we won't know it in a name or a word. We will reveal as we will feel, we will taste. And then it works out that I don't know yet anything about the Creator. And I can't imagine in all sorts of forms of now, because of course they're not correct in any possible way compared to what I will reveal. So you are right that the moment you say the word Creator, you are in some kind of confusion. You don't know what it is, who he is, what. Yeah, nothing. You don't have anything to grasp onto. Great. What is it, big? According to his size, good. What is it? Good. For my ego? I'm in a problem here. That's true. I am in concealment. You're right.
Parce que j'ai l'impression well, qu'avant d'arriver dans la sagesse de la Kabbale, je pensais que je connaissais c'est quoi le Créateur, quelque chose qui me fait du bien. Et depuis que j'étudie, de plus en plus, ça disparaît. Il y a plus de Créateur.
My impression is that before I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I had some kind of grasp or perception of what the Creator is. And after I got into Kabbalah, it's ever more concealed.
Excellent. You're being cleared up from all the imaginary false images, maybe that now are yours, or that you received from someone, or a person in our world from his ego, from his desire, from his imagination, builds for himself a certain image. For each, it's a certain image of his own. Even that we can hear about it, all kinds of things. But nevertheless, each impresses on is impressed on his own from that. Well, so what?
À chaque fois, tu nous expliques qu'on doit chercher en nous, même quand on lit le livre du Zohar, on doit chercher en nous. C'est en nous qu'on construit le Créateur.
Because at the very same time, you tell us when we read the Zohar that we have to search inside us, that the Creator is inside us.
Si je construis quelque chose en moi que j'appelle Créateur.
Yes.
So, if I build inside me something called the Creator, so how is it that tomorrow, like he says here, that all shall, the whole land will be full of his knowledge?
The land is called the desire. If my whole desire will be filled with this definition called the Creator, and then it's called that I revealed him in a full, whole manner, and I'm in adherence with him. Why are you bringing me sentences? The whole land is, the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Well, is it serious to talk in such a way? We need to reveal the upper force. I don't know what the upper force is. The upper needs to be in me. According to all of my values, it needs to be above all of them. And then it's called upper. And it's revealed. What does it mean? It's revealed that from all that I feel, this will be the most powerful feeling which decides and manages and influences all the rest of my thoughts and desires. And in its filling, it'll be the most powerful. That's it. That's called the upper. Within me, that's the upper. Rather, where else would it be? Somewhere, you know, hanging in the galaxy somewhere? Where's the upper? Yes?
Ce que j'essaie de comprendre, ce que j'ai dit, la terre sera remplie toute du Créateur, c'est ce qu'on vient de lire dans le Zohar. Mais ce que je ne comprends pas, c'est où est-ce que je trouve ça en moi? En moi, quand tu dis qu'on doit, on doit chercher le Zohar en nous, c'est où en nous?
That I said that the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord is because it says so in the text. But I'm asking, where will the Creator be revealed in us? What, in my imagination, and what?
No. Nothing can be imaginary that is not existing in some flavor. It can't be. We need to feel some kind of tamim, some kind of flavors. The fact that I'm talking about some quarks or particles, elementary particles that are such that you can't see. The fact that I'm imagining to myself some galaxies, giant galaxies. I'm feeling it in my flavors, within me, inside of me, a certain image, a form is built, and I feel him. I truly feel. I can truly feel the taste like that. I feel it. This is sweeter. This is more bitter. This is more sour. Truly in my flavors. Otherwise, it can't be. It can't be that I see, I hear, I feel. No matter what, if it doesn't come to the impression called ta'amim, the flavors. Also, the creator is like that. I taste him. I taste. Why is it called the creator? That there is some force, thought, foundation. I don't know what it is. It's something upper that is my predecessor. It's something that precedes me. That what I feel, what I understand, that I exist in everything, it's from him. And that's what I need to reveal. Yes?
When I look at a beautiful table, suppose, I feel something. I eat chocolate. I feel something. So are these tastes the creator?
No. The creator is all that is before the feeling and my understanding. That's called the creator. Because it creates in me the sensation and the understanding, the mind and the heart. Therefore, he is called the creator. Let's say, it's not, God forbid, not right, but let's say there's a certain machine, a big machine, that produced you from all sorts of parts, molecules, and so and different parts, and manages you, operates you. So this machine towards you is called the creator. And it could be that above that machine there's another machine and another machine, and each higher, upper machine or preceding one is called the creator towards the lower one.
How will this taste be any different than all the rest of the things that I've tasted? How will I know that this is the taste because I felt thousands of tastes, flavors in my life? Even during congresses, I feel different impressions as a result of doing things with people. So how will I know whether it's the creator or not?
You won't know. You won't know before you truly taste and know that this is the flavor of the Creator. How will you know this? Because the desire to bestow will truly come to you with the intention of bestowal. You will discover this quality, which is called the Creator. It will be. For the time being, no. For the time being, we'll wait. First of all, Amnon.
Good morning, thank you.
The person comes to us, he worked. You know, yesterday he climbed on the ladder. I was jealous of him. I'm 10 years younger than him, and I can't do such a thing. And he's like that, climbing, he's going into the channel there with his feet, with his ears like that, and he's working and yelling at the young ones, bring me this, bring me that. That's an example. You with a paper here, a paper there. You're passing pages.
But Tzvika is improving.
Oh, that's of course. Also the angel of death flips into the angel of life.
I'd like to ask about this verse. And he gives them, he only gives them the opportunity to receive, but he has not yet received anything until he is ready for it, so that there can be a lengthy time between receiving and giving.
That's where we are, and between this time and that time.
So that's the question. He says that we are the last generation before redemption.
The already defined and decided that already from his time and onwards, the redemption started. He is considered the Messiah, son of Yosef. Yosef is called Yesod, the foundation. So the son of Yosef. Between David and Yosef, it's the Yesod and the Malchut. So this is the period which is already lasting. Look for how long. Malchu, the student of the Ari, he already writes in his introduction to the book of introductions, which is similar to the Talmud Eser Sefirot, which Baal Salam did. He says, why does the Messiah not come? Why am I sitting and longing for this, and I'm getting older? And what beautiful words are there in the beginning. Maybe we should bring it for us. And Ben David, the son of David, doesn't come. Because the son of Joseph was already there, and the son of David not. So he's already saying, since then 500 years have passed, and where are we? Baal HaSulam said 100 years ago that that's it already. We are already, there is no more. We have to do something. And you see, another 100 years have passed. It's exactly this period between the time of the giving, which was revealed during the times of the Ari, and the time of reception from below, where we started. Yes.
Because I see the deterioration of the generations, what's going on in Israel, around the world, between us. It doesn't seem, well, to me,
what doesn't seem to you? What's going on?
I will merit what Dari said.
We will merit, no problem. You'll see great things, very bad things, and from that, the redemption will grow. Well, let's hope we'll flourish. We'll see. Let's hope that from those things we will see in force and not in actuality. The wise people see what's born, and that's enough for me. Why should I get close? I already know what to do in order to... What do I need? The big blows, if the small blows can teach me. There is the Masechet Makot in the Talmud, the Masechet of Blows. It's worthwhile to read it and learn it. Yes?
So it's no wonder that people don't want to get married, don't want to have children, if there are blows coming up and the horrific things that you've described. Why get married? What's this whole thing for? Better person said, and wait, listen, another generation. Yeah.
Yes, right. That's exactly how it is. Yeah, truly, that's how it is. And they're right.
So how do we continue if there won't be weddings and births?
Then, let's say in 30 years from now, in the next generation, there'll be half of the population of the world. Yes? Meaning, what?
I don't think it's going to be half. I think there are going to be more.
Why more?
Not everyone understands
what we... For there to be more, you have to have every two giving birth to 2.5, let's say. You know, with all the wars and the mess that's going on today, you need to have at least 2.5 children for every couple. For there to be. For only then they will be able to maintain the same quantity of the population. But that's not happening.
It happens. Not in the Western countries. But
okay, that's okay. Also there.
Where they increase 5% a year, 5.5%, same as we have here. It's unbelievable.
If you see how it is throughout the years, you'll see that it is nevertheless in a diminishing, in a decrease. But what am I trying to say? If we will be in a smaller quantity upon earth, the blow from above will divide to smaller quantity of people. Each of us will suffer a multitude more. It's a very simple calculation. Of course, each according to his measure of development and degree of and his spiritual root, but that's how it is. So I'm telling you, we can, through the integral education, what are we doing? We want to show people in advance that the blows are coming closer. Only we don't want to talk about the blows. We want to raise in them the sensation of the evil inclination, the sensor for evil inclination, so that they will get to know from far that this is bad. I don't want this. Oh, God forbid. What a terrible problem. And it says, what are you talking about? It's nothing. Stupid. The wise guy says, no. We have to already be careful and do something. This is called the sensation of the evil inclination. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah brings to us, or the integral education. This is what we need to bring people. And then, when they will start to identify that, this tsunami is coming closer, they will want to connect and to do all kinds of actions. For then, in a general masses kind of people, when there are big audiences, we're heroes in quality. The more they will grow, they will compel us to be more of the apex, to unite more with the Creator, because the quantity is divided into quality. Let's hope that's how it'll be, but don't worry, you...
I hope to see it in my days.
You will correct the world. Yes, Tzvika.
So he says the time of reception and time of giving separately. The Alitu, he was wrong. According to what you said yesterday, we heard you say, someone jumped up, but you said he's wrong.
What? You can say Rabbi Akiva mistaken with Bar Kokhba.
Why is there a mistaken spirituality, a timetable, maybe to have in 200 years? What you said yesterday, wait for half a year, see what happens.
Well, so what?
Maybe it's a mistake altogether.
Look, I'm almost 70 years old. From age 30, or maybe a little less, but you could say that I've dedicated my whole life towards advancement and spirituality. But you could say that for about 40 years, I'm in this. And so I also need to ask, what, when, how, where, what? On one hand, that question needs to be, meaning the deficiency exists. Like Mahu is crying, like Dari, like Balasunam is saying, well, where is the progress? But on the other hand, I know what the advancement depends upon. I'm not expecting from above for something to change. We already learned enough for the last 2 days. We're learning that the upper light is an absolute rest, and it all depends on the kelim, meaning to the degree of the recognition of evil, in order to leave the bad and go towards the good. So it depends on us, specifically on those that have the method, and they can bring humanity closer to the recognition of evil without feeling the bad. Recognition of the evil is that I know it from afar. And for this, you need expertise that I'm coming. Well, how can you come to a person and say, soon you're going to die? Well, how are you going to say that to him? You need to say to him, no, there is a remedy. You can precede the remedy before the blow, to kind of understand him, just like with a child, when you work on him in order to draw him to the good, you need to spin him around a little bit, because with his stupidity, he doesn't agree. He doesn't want the ego, the pride, laziness, and everything. You know, there's nothing you can do about that. So for that, we need to get a little bit more sophisticated in order to come to big, broad audiences and with full confidence, without mistakes, to start and care for them according to which layer they are in the nation and the people, what part, what mentality, you know, everything. We need to learn. It's not simple. If you're asking me, I'm very weak in this. Very weak. Because the general public is very confused. It's corrupted. It's flawed by the media. It's already hearing these things and those things not. By all sorts of corruptions in the education and whatnot. Look at their fashion, look at their this Hollywood with all of the media spin their mind in such a way, their vessels of reception, that only in such a flawed manner they can see and receive. In a normal manner, they can't. I don't know them. Just like the parents don't know their children. It's a problem. We need to learn this. We need to draw the young ones so that they will participate in this specifically, so that they will be able to work with it. What, am I coming, some grandfather, you know, with white hair and a kippah on my head? What kind of connection will there be? They look at how they look at me. I have one friend. He's repented. And the Orthodoxy, he came to us. I met him not too long ago. How are you? Is everything okay? He was, well, it doesn't matter what he worked in. I don't want to. He says, do you know what's happening? I discovered that I'm old. Why? I walk in Tel Aviv in the street. I look at girls, and they're not looking at me. I want to awaken them to look at me. And they're kind of looking on the other side of me, not at all looking at me. You understand? So what am I trying to tell you? That it's not exactly an example for this matter, but this young generation does not identify us. He doesn't recognize us. And it's as if we don't exist. We're in some place on the side. You just prepare for moving onwards. They're in their focus, in their zoom, they don't see us. They just simply can't see us. And we need to take that into account. Also, the way we speak, our slang, our vocabulary, and everything, it's completely unsuitable. We have to, from a lack of choice, to talk in the way that they're used to.
Yesterday I sat with a few people, and they told me, you remember that the Rav said that the tycoons will fall? So look what's happening. Most of the tycoons today are falling. It's amazing to see. What do I want to say? That for the first time I see that those with the money, they're falling. And the masses, they're, you know, it blows like. This is why I'm asking, by the way. Now we, the simple people, are going to suffer or what? We see that the pyramid, the higher parts of the pyramid, are getting blows, but is it going to come down?
Do you want a forecast for the year of 2014?
Can you?
The truth is that I agree with what is written, that I have nothing to say here, because if once we spoke about soon there will be a crisis, and the crisis didn't happen yet then, that was like something, like I'm some kind of fortune teller. Now there's nothing to reveal. The trend is clear. Europe, I don't know what's going to happen there. Until civil war, or who knows what will happen there. That's what Baal Sulam wrote, that there would be fascist and Nazi wars. Black, I don't think, but I think in another color, not the black color. No. For Hitler, it was brown. So I think it's getting closer to that. And that's what will happen. The United States doesn't care about anything. It understands that it needs to close herself up and isolate herself and to leave us too. It's only messing with everyone's minds, because they don't need and don't want, and they have within, and there'll be more and bigger and worse problems. Truly, a country that will truly be very, very poor, where there was a place for everyone to earn and to profit and to live good. And when there's no workplaces, then you understand that you just fall and that's it. There are no social systems like there are in Europe and all kinds of places. There, today they say to you, tomorrow you're not coming, you're not coming. That's it. And you don't have anything. So that's how it is. All over the world, there will be problems, because everyone is connected to everyone. If not Europe, and not the United States, and also all of these countries like China, Brazil, it's also felt there, because we're not aware how connected it is. The measure of connection is not clear enough, because the connection is multifaceted here, it's diversified. And the main connection between everyone is, it's below the surface. It's like you have in the forest a connection between all the trees through a net, and there isn't one smallest plant, any branch or leaf or big tree that's not connected to that same net. It's truly like that. The same thing between us. Only it's not felt. You can't dig in the dirt and see how we're connected to each other. But we come from the still, and from the vegetative that came from the still, and the animal that came from after that, and the speaking which came out of that. We are, and how we are connected. The fact that we're a little bit more disconnected just shows on how much the connection between us, which will exist in a good way, because the disconnect there is, so it works out that the world, there will be very difficult times, more and more. The problem again is, I can't imagine to myself a state in which they're capable to think of the solution which is different than what they have in their hands. A stage goes by and the next stage comes in, because it's all each time in the Havaya and then the Havaya and the Havaya. So it could be that these degrees, as they will change and they'll go through their bifurcation, and what's below will be above, and it could be that they'll start thinking differently, that they will truly start searching. The solution that doesn't appear to them as a solution, but there's no choice, because all of their solutions, they see that they can't succeed. I don't know. It's not that I'm pessimistic. On the contrary, for us, it's the time to operate more and more. We must, with all our might, to do this, and especially in dissemination. And now we are starting another new period of breaking outwards with our dissemination, also in our study and preparation of materials and so on. But for the world, it's too bad for people that are living without any hope and any support. And it's truly a big problem. And the state in Israel will be very bad. The state in Israel will be really bad. We are to blame, you know, doubly than everyone else in here, and the government is not capable of doing anything. It's not capable. It will only protect on the external security, as if it depends on our armament. But this is a problem. Sometimes I think about this. I don't know how it's going to occur. We need, with great fear, to start with the integral education and this dissemination with all our force.
You're saying hard times. How will we be able to go through these hard times?
How are we going to go through it? However you want to go to pass it, that's how you're going to go through it. Because you have arms in your hands. Will you be able to use these weapons or not? If you will, then that's how you'll go through it. If not, not. You also depend on the upper force and also the lower force. You're between the two. If you will be able to do a good pass, a good move between the creator and the creatures, then it'll be good for you. And if not, not. Give the microphone to Maurice.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends. From what you're saying lately, from what I hear, comes a question. I look at the friends here, and of course, we're trying to do all possible, and they're tremendous friends here, very targeted. And when you look at the screens, seeing how much you have, how you united the world, Kali, there were different directions in which you took us, and starting with absorbing the deficiencies here in Israel and so on. And I see the more we progress, the more we advance, we get signs that it's not enough.
This we're learning. Also, previously we were in the same state. Is everyone here? Also, previously we were in the same state, only now we know the disease better, and we're more aware that it's not simple to heal it, and that's why what should specifically push us to reveal the more correct remedy, the medicine. And we're discovering even greater depth that there is in the people that is today and the state it needs to come to, and also more of a gap between where we are today and what we need to be. This is called the recognition of evil, and it will be more and more and more, and it's a sign of advancement. It's a sign of advancement, and we need to be happy and joyful with this, that this state of truth is being revealed.
My question, Rav, is this 100% correct? But something else woke up in me, another question. We always learned that the souls of kings and ministers are in the hands of the Creator. So the higher system, is it working one way toward them, meaning only the bad direction, or because they have the strength to perform the change in attitude that you talked about, that part of them will start changing themselves, like we're changing throughout the years in order to improve the situation in the world?
It's written, the heart of kings and ministers is in the eyes of in the hands of the Creator. I don't know who is a king and who's a minister. I don't know. Maybe you are also considered one of them. I really don't know. It's not necessarily those that are sitting above. These things still need to be scrutinized, and I don't want to scrutinize those things right now. I'll just say one thing. Well, you know what? The heart of kings and ministers. There's this Snowden that defected to Russia from America. This is upper providence, upper providence. Is this considered a minister? It's called a minister. A minister is called one who carries out what the king tells him. The king does what the creator tells him. That's it. Meaning there is a certain system, a few people. It could be big, it could be small, it could be that someone just becomes a king or a minister and carries out these commands. So we don't need to rely on the government doing something good or that government doing something bad. Meaning this Rouhani guy, the Iranian guy, he is also an angel. Yes? Through which the Creator is operating. We need to take into account and consider all the things, not with them. I don't need to accept these things as holy things. No, although I know it is upper providence. Upper providence is also occurring here. So what? Do I need to agree with it? I need to work against it because it is being accepted in the vessels of reception, in the egotistical vessels. When blows come to me, do I need to say? I need to say everything comes from me from above. Thank God, every day I'm thinking for the good and like I do for the bad. How can I be? No way. I must resist and I must discover the corrections until I truly correct the world. Correct the attitude of the will to receive, to bestow in such a way that the bad becomes good in my vessels of reception, in me. In short, we only need to rely upon ourselves and on what we do and build. Don't let yourselves think even in some smallest thought that something can come from above and will change things. Either through sufferings it'll be better because the bad will be revealed, or by some change for the improvement, you won't fight forever, and then we'll know only us. Only we can change this whole form, this whole shape.
Thank you, Rav.
What does Maruchu say?
Maruchu, and the introduction to the gate of introductions, he says, Chaim Vital said, as I was 30, I became weak.
All in all, he was 30 years old. Ari, who passed away, he was at 38 years. And this was his student, 30 years old.
I sat wondering, my thoughts plundering. The time went by, and no salvation. And we find no solution for our blow, for the destruction of the temple. Alas, for one day of the Creator is 1,000 years, and time goes by, and the Son of David did not come yet.
Yeah, that was 500 years ago. So? You want to bestow, to influence? Please? Is anyone preventing you from doing so? No? Yes.
If Rabbi Chaim Vital would have been alive today, what would he say?
What would he say, or me?
Yeah.
What would he say? That at last he is discovering that the conditions are truly ready for redemption, which wasn't so in his time. There wasn't despair in the amongst the nation. The whole nation was adhered to the Torah of exile. There was no connection between people that you need to bring the whole world to redemption. By what? You don't have external vessels. Only internal vessels were all connected in the souls. Well, until you reveal that. Today you have all the technology, all the possibilities, in order to influence people. You know or not?
Meaning it would have been happier today.
There is channel 66, right? You have the internet, yes, books. You're doing a world convention. You have groups all over the world. You can, in one, with one press on a button, you can turn to all the governments, to all the countries, all the nations, and everything like that. You can go to any audience and talk to them. Could you do that 500 years ago? You would sit on a donkey and travel to some place a few miles from you to talk to some cousin of yours? Well, what did they have? What are you talking about? It's not even the pace that needs to be. And other than that, there weren't books that were ready. This Manchu that's writing that he is longing for the Messiah. He wrote all of the Ari writings. Not all of them, also his son. Continued. It's Chaim Vital, and this is Shmuel Vital. And but it came out through him. And we can't study from those books. They're very difficult.
We see there's a connection between the Messiah's horn and the developing technologies.
Of course, yes, because they couldn't care for it back then. What was there in the time of Baal HaSulam? Where you could take out some newspaper and a few copies in Jerusalem that it was like a drop in the bucket. That's what they could have done. Today, in one click of a button, you can get to each and every one. On Facebook, yes?
Ken.
Yes. Quickly.
As part of the preparation for the Zohar Congress, 2 days ago, you advised us in starting to read the Zohar every evening for 15 minutes. And the social committees of the Israeli groups decided, and it's happening already for 2 days in a row.
You didn't tell me anything. I want to hear too.
I'll send you how to connect.
A link, yes?
It's not a link, it's by phone. Anyone can connect. So there are a few questions that came up. First of all, the text itself. What we read. You recommended that we read from the same Parashat Shavua.
Look, we're in transition states right now. We're disconnected and so on. Don't make it from that week. That's not detrimental. We can do that later. Later we'll do it as an evening lesson of some sort. Yeah, so in each home, let it be from 8 to 8:15 or 8:45 to 9:00, wherever we decide on. And we will do it as even on the TV and on the internet.
So now we're reading from the booklet Vayeyol, because something that everyone has.
Okay.
Not to read according to the Parashat Shavua, but to simply read. Now, about the connection of the world kli, it's a telephone, it's a mobile system that from many places in the world you can reach it, call it, but...
Well, please, what's the problem?
We can't translate it.
Without translation.
Without translation, it's okay.
It's 15 minutes, yes?
15 minutes from 8 to 8:15. 2 days ago, there were about 250 people connected. I don't know how many people connected today, but it goes and grows.
It's not important how much they understand. You understand the words, but you don't understand the meaning of the words. And they don't understand that too. So what? The difference is not big. Also you and also them don't understand what the book is saying. So all in all, it's...
So today on Sviva Tova, we'll publish the phone numbers.
Well, today it can be because it's Shabbat Eve. But
right, but at the end of the Shabbat, Saturday evening, Israel time.
Okay, yes, wonderful. I'm very happy to hear that. And with that, yes?
We had a Zohar Congress a few years ago, and after it, the Israeli group started developing. What's the difference between that Zohar Congress and this one?
That was the question we had 2 days ago already.
And about everyone's home. Friends from all the groups are coming every day in order to build a better future. Let's see a short clip. ברחוב המגשימים בין בתי עסק וחנויות ניצב בניין בין ארבע קומות. There's a four-story building built by friends happily. Happiness that envelops the world with warmth. It's hard physical work, but you don't really feel it here. Why? Because the moment you come in, something clothes in you. You see the friends, and you simply want to work with them, to be integrated in this thing. Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around, the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in, I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why.
Moment when we are together.